And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Saturday morning panel. We've got an elite group, Group 1 Tipsters, joining us this morning. As I say, good morning to Dean Lester. How are you this morning, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Dan.
Nine races, the Valley, track good, four, rail true. They're always the nice points you like to have when looking at a race meeting at the Valley.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon racing at the Valley too. It's terrific. Looking forward to the meeting.
And David Gately is on board with us this morning. Hello, Gator.
Very good morning, Dan and team.
And we've got Nick Quinn from the Tab in the studio with us. The Buffon is not standing up as much as it used to. Brennan Delaney's here. Does it say good morning to you, Brennan? Am I seeing a little bit of grey there?
Could be the lighting, could be the midlife crisis I'm going through, but that's okay. We've got things we can tinker with to ensure it returns to its normal colour.
Guys, Moonee Valley today. It was a little bit of rain last night, but it hasn't affected the track. Talking with Marty Simon this morning, we've got a good four and possibility of some rain much later in the day, but a perfect track to deal with.
Yeah, I was at the trots at Ballarat last night. We had a fair bit there, but not much of it made its way to Moonee Valley, nor Mills or so. So good four is a nice surface for everyone to get their teeth stuck into.
Okay, well, the first on the day, I reckon, is probably one of the highlights. Looks like there's some pretty good two-year-olds in the opening event. A couple of scratchings. Nick Quinn to look at the market with the withdrawals of 3 Stenmark and 9 Montessera.
It's been a good betting race. There's been money for a couple of runners. The Big Easy has been the best backed, including one bet of 4,400 at 460. Going down the field, we have Flinders River, a $15 chance. Tagaloa Popular, a $3.50 market leader. We've got Navarrev, an $11 chance. Our Playboy, $5.50. Yulong Island, $8.50. Barqua at $6. Samaya, $6.50. Overall, the early money had been for the Big Easy. As soon as the market was released, there's been a swing back towards the favourite Tagaloa.
Okay, let's have a look at a possible speed map. A few have raced here. Dean Lester, we might look at you first with the speed map or the potential of the speed map for race one.
Yeah, Dan, it comes down to intent off the trials, as we say most weeks with these two-year-olds. They can look a lot different under race pressure, but I thought Nevaeh's, maybe Yulong Island, our Playboy to a degree, Samaya from out wider, but it's very speculative.
All right, what about the winners? A few unraced here, but that have trialled or jumped out really well, and obviously the race form is pretty strong.
Yeah, it's a good two-year-old race. Of course, last year, Brooklyn Hustle beat Yes, Yes, Yes. So we got to see the Everest winner kick off his career in this race last year. So it's a good time of year for these two-year-olds to probably have a run and then a break. And I'm a little bit interested in number 6, the Big Easy, because he's been entered and scratched a few times or not accepted. I thought he went out to the Valley Tuesday and looked to gallop really well. And maybe just a little speck on him, but in a really tough race. Tagaloa, I thought, was terrific on debut number 2. 8, Barkia, through the same form reference. And I'm interested in the other first starter in Sumaya from the Snowden Yard. I just think that owned in the same interest as their Blue Diamond winner, Pride of Dubai, one of his early runners. And I think they'd have it pretty well primed to show the stallion off and perform well on debut. So I'm going with the Big Easy, but no firm opinion, Dan. 6, 2, 8 and 10.
6, 2, 8 and 10. Gator, what are your thoughts on the two-year-old?
Well, I think these newcomers will have to be good to beat Tagaloa, given the 600-metre section he was able to reel off on debut at Flemington, amongst the best of any runner on the 4 days. And there's some pretty good sprinters there over those 4 days. So I think he's clearly the one to beat, unless there's something pretty special out of the newcomers. Perhaps our Playboy, the pick of those, looked great racing away in a recent jump out. Samaya showed good speed to win a Flemington jump out, and the Big Easy was an interesting one. The latest trial drifted back, then hit the line behind Euphoric Summer in one of the heats. So, it won well last week. It's potentially a good race, as it was last year, as Dino touched on. 2-5, 10-6 for me.
2, 5, 10 and 6, Brendan.
I'm going with Barkia here, number 8. I really like the debut at Flemington. Beat Tagaloa on that occasion. Barkia probably on the right side of the track, whereas Tagaloa had to come through nearer the inside. They're the top 2, 8 on top of 2. Yulong Island jumped out well enough at Flemington, and then 6, the Big Easy, been in and scratched a few times, and he gets his chance to make his debut today. But happy to be with Barkia off the run at Flemington. 8, 2, 7 and 6.
8, 2, 7, 6. I like Yulong Island. I thought the jump outs were terrific, both one in front and one from behind. So my tips race one is 7 from 2, 8 and 1. And just recapping, Dean likes 6, 2, 8 and 10. Gator, 2, 5, 10 and 6. Brendan, 8, 2, 7, 6. My thoughts, 7, 2, 8 and 1. Race number 2, the scratchings here are 3, Defend and 8, Savar. So a small field of 6, Nick in race 2.
And punters are very much focusing here on numbers 2 and 7, 7 and 2. The 2... Bellabelle, a $2.70 favourite, just ahead of November Dreaming now at $2.90. They account for about 80% of the investment between them, and hopefully for favourite backers can fight out the second. Maserati Bay, a $6.50 chance. Jimmy's Secret, $9.50. Westbrook Park, $6. Fournay's, $17. The rank outsider of the small field at that quote, but most of the money has been with the top two in the betting.
Okay, Brendan, what are your thoughts on the second?
I think November Dreaming will probably be the one pushing forward. Four Names will go forward along with it. Jimmy's Secret led last time from a wide draw. I think might be happy enough to take a sit in behind today. But Four Names, November Dreaming, Jordan Lowe might be the two to go forward. And I'm with November Dreaming, just hoping Linda Beach can really grab control of the race here in the small field. Like the way she went about her business at Kite when she led there, an inferior field to what she meets today. But if she can grab this race by the scruff of the neck, I think November Dreaming is going to take plenty of running down. Westbrook Park, number 5, going in for second, ran into Russian Camelot, and Banklo was beaten less than 2 lengths by both of those before he went on to win his maiden there at Cranbourne over the 1,500 metres last time out. 2 in for third, which is Bellabelle. Was a good effort in the Hill Smith, freshened up, won a maiden with plenty in hand by 6 lengths here at Morfettville last time out. Makes a little step up in grey, but has been competitive at stakes level before. And then 1, which is at Maserati Bay. Kiton and Seymour victories were good. Just got a long way back in a leader-dominated race last week at Ballarat, and does get the blinkers this afternoon. 7, 5, 2 and 1 for me.
7, 5, 2 and 1. Gator, your thoughts, race 2, Moonee Valley.
Yeah, I don't mind Bellabelle a little bit here. Strong to the line in a stakes race in Adelaide behind Craftsmanship. Was... you know, that horse then ran okay here in a pretty strong group too. Did walk in the maiden, as referenced. Look, I like the Absolute Flirt, little contra form for this race, benchmark 70. November Dreaming, back last, fresh, strong, last 600, beat all bar one, was Oasis Girl. Now, she's since run a good fourth in a listed race at Sandown off a wide run. Then a dominant maiden win herself. Big tick, 1600, I think. Maserati Bay is probably the other key hope. Kept closing last week at Ballarat. It was an on-pace dominated race. Set weights penalties didn't really suit either. And Westbrook Park, close up to Banquo, reads well. So 2, 7, 1 and 5.
2, 7, 1 and 5. Dean, November Dreaming last start led it at Kite and didn't really handle that bottom two turn too well. Linda Meach was on one rein. With that circumstance, is it more likely you think they might take a sit with it today? Dean there? No, I think we've lost Dean.
No, we haven't, Dan.
Oh, he's all back. Here.
I think Jimmy's Secret kicking up inside. There's an opportunity to take a sit or be outside the lead and at least have another horse to guide November Dreaming. And that's the way I'm going to go on with her. I think she's an up-and-comer. That run at Seymour was terrific and the win last start was excellent. Bellabelle did a good job last start winning the maiden. She's always been racing on bigger tracks. Gets to the tighter track here and deeper into the preparation, but looks the main danger. I put the outsider of the field in for third. Four Nays, I think, got beaten by a pretty smart horse in the maiden here in Kasari last week, and Maserati Bay with the blinkers going on. But I think the market's got it pretty right with numbers 7 and 2, and I'm going with November Dreaming. 7, 2, 6 and 1.
7, 2, 6 at a bit of value and 1. I've put the 2 Bellabelle on top. 2, 1, 7 and 5 in the second event. The third on the program, and there are no changes here. Small field of 7, but by golly, it's a competitive race, Nick.
It is. The money has been for the toppy and now favourite Bellavella, and also for the runner down the bottom, number 7, Can't Forget You. But Bellavella was a $5 chance on the fourth line of betting when markets were posted and has been backed into 420 to be the market leader at that quote. Equal Love, 750, has firmed up in from 8. Feel the Flute, 550. Causeway Girl, 480. Then we've got Be My Star, a $4.40 chance. Shotgun Rosie, 19. Can't Forget You's been the second best backed runner in the race, now at $4.60. Very competitive betting race at this stage. The money's been for the toppy and favourite Bellavella.
David Gately, how did you see this race being run?
Well, I'd expect Phil the Flute to probably lead. If, you know, if can jump cleanly, that's been an issue of late once or twice, hasn't it? Bella Valla certainly up there as well on speed, but Phil LaFlute's probably a leader. If, as I say, just got to jump clean.
All right, and what about your tips?
Yeah, look, I'm leaning to Causeway Girl. I thought the jump out was okay, without raving. Two of three fresh runs been wins. Was quickly spelled after the miss. That was last prep. If you go back two campaigns, she's winning a Flemington 1100 metre fillies race and then running Multaja to 1.6 lengths. Bella Valla, danger, had the run but won well here. Just in the wrong race last time, but it was only 4.8 lengths off Soothing in a ball of muscle. They're group horses. Can't Forget You, went back, weaved through, really good win last time in 70 grade. All her 1000 metre form is good and she drops in weight here. And Phil LaFlute leads chance for sure, likes it here. 4173.
4173 from Gator. Dean?
Dan, I'm going with Causeway Girl also. She resumes. She had that one run in the spring, didn't fire. But that form last time in was terrific. She's good fresh. She looked sharp in a gallop here Tuesday morning. And I think she's a really good winning chance. Phil LaFlute, I think she won this race last year and she'll be up on pace, provided she begins cleanly. And the Will Clarkham pair of Be My Star, who really seemed to appreciate a bit quieter ride last start and won well, and Bella Valla, who's been holding her form well. But I think Causeway Girl's really well graded here first up to win 4-3, 5-1.
4-3, 5-1 from Dean. Race 3, Brendan?
7, Can't Forget You on top for me. Dan really liked the way she won here at the Valley last time out with a duck and weave ride through the field. Good record at 1,000. She's yet to miss a place in her 6 racetrack appearances. Causeway Girl, as outlined, the one fresh run last preparation wasn't all that flash, but she drove up on the fence at Flemington to win over 1,100 metres back in March, and then she went on to be beaten 2.5 lengths by a classic legend in an arrow field over 1,200 in the Million Group 2 at Randwick. In for third, number 1, that's Bella Valla. It was okay down the straight at Flemington. The win here prior was good with the right run, and then 3 filled the flute. Rallied really strongly and has a good at Cranbourne and has a good record here at the Valley. 7-4-1-3.
7-4-1-3 from Brendan. I like the Toppy, Bella Valla, 1, 2, 4, and 7. Up to race number 4 at Moonee Valley. This is the 1,000 metre sprint, and we've got no changes. Can't really afford to have any scratchings with a field of 7. A bit light on for the first half of the program, but again, a pretty competitive race. Dean Lester, how did you see the speed map on the 4th?
Dan, I think the key elements here are probably Yulong, Yuhang, and Jungle Edge, and they're drawn 1 and 6, Lagerfeld in 7, and then Mystico and Wagner just behind them. I think Gibbon and Thermal Current will be out of the speed early.
And I wanted to get the speed map first because it has a major relevance on the market there, Nick, obviously.
It certainly does, and Jungle Edge, who's always popular with punters, has attracted some early support, as much as $8 into $5.50. The best backed runner, another popular veteran, Thermal Current, who's been $9 into $6.50. Mystico, a $4.20 chance, has been specced. Lagerfeld, $3.90. Yulong Yuhang at $15. Wagner's been a little bit soft at the top of the market, as short as $2.80, now a $3.20 chance. Gibbon, $34. The favourite just a little bit soft at this early stage with money for Jungle Edge and Thermal Current.
Okay, Dean, your thoughts?
I like Mystico. I think once he hits form, he holds it for several runs, and he showed that with his run in the Doveton Stakes. And we heard from Trevor Rogers earlier that it was just the wet track as much as anything for his poor run in Adelaide, or below par run by his standards. He developed a stakes winning form last time in, and I think he's really well suited here. Lagerfeld, he's built a good record and he's going to run well again. Wagner can certainly run well fresh. He looks well placed here. And Thermal Current, he'll be standing them up a big start and closing late. But I like Mystico here, Dan. I think he's one of the good bets of the day. 3, 4, 6, and 2.
3, 4, 6, 2 from Dean. Gator?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting race. I think Wagner's probably the best horse. Jumped out well, beat Trekking in the heat, in fact. His fresh form's terrific. His form around Smart Horses in Sydney is also very good. Just the query, is the 1,000 metres too sharp around the valley? I guess we'll find out. Mystico, big danger. Back to his best last time off a freshen, holding off all bar one, a group horse in Viridine. Jungle Edge is Jungle Edge. Good fresh, would have loved the rain. Thermal Current, always a danger. 6-3-1-2.
6-3-1-2 one and two from Gator. Brendan?
I'm with six, Wagner here. Resumes, jump out was good. Only defeat fresh was back when he was a two-year-old and Ring-a-ding-ding got the measure of him that day. Only run at the Valley was beaten two lengths in a red anchor. The query is the 1,000 around the Valley, but just banking that his fresh record will stand up here with the 54 kilos to beat number two, Thermal Current. No luck at Flemington. Had too much to do at Sandown. The claim's a big help for him. He'll be charging at the back end. One, Jungle Edge. Hard to dismiss him. He's got a good fresh record for a horse that's only had 73 starts. Depending on what form guide you're looking at, he's been first up only five times. And then Mystico, he was terrific at Sandown. Nice race, 6-2-1-3.
6-2-1-3. Still never has won on a track that's not been rated soft or heavy yet. Some of his performances on dry ground is quite extraordinary. Jungle Edge. I like Mystico. 3 from 6, 2 and 1 are my thoughts in the fourth event. Let's have a look at the market. Race 5 changed a fair bit, although the favourite 2 have always been the favourite 2, Nick. But we've got scratchings of 2, 3, 4, 6 and 11.
Yeah, and unfortunately the deductions there will be 4, 10, 10, 6 and 4 cents in the dollar with those runners coming out that you did mention. Talenti is the popular favourite, holds about 75% of the money and now $1.75 to get the job done for favoured backers. We've got Trigger Point $11, Bill the Bee a $3.92 elect, Manhattan Arch at $5.50. Then down the bottom, Spearhead, a $17 chance. But most of the money has been, again, with the top couple in the market in a race affected by scratchings.
Okay, that's race number 5, your last leg of the early quaddy. So Talenti on the strength of its brilliant performance last start coming from the back. Brendan, barrier 1, where do you see it mapping?
They were happy to ride back first up here in at the Valley with the 60, 61.5 today. They might try and be prominent, but Bill the Bee's a horse that generally likes to roll forward. He's pretty keen to be up on the lead. Spearhead went forward last time. Trigger Point is always going to be handy. I think Bill the Bee might be the one rolling on to it to find the lead. Might get across Spearhead and Trigger Point be up on the outside. Talenti, well, there's only 6 in it, so he can't get too far back in a race like this, but he handled the Valley okay at his first look, and he had to make a wide run on the turn as well.
Okay, and your tips for the race?
I'm going to go with Bill the Bee for the fact that he's going to be up closer to the speed here. Got the 59.5 to deal with. I thought it was a good return to Seymour up on the speed. They only got the better of him on the just at the back end there. He won second up last preparation. He'll be in it for a long way riding the speed. Talenti, hard to knock the impressive Australian debut run at the Valley. Got back in a race that probably wasn't all that suited to the back markers. Made a long sustained run around the field and was just far too good for them in the end. One Trigger Point, disappointing last week at Seymour in the benchmark 54 in the Country Cup final at Flemington. He just overdid it on the speed, was beaten 5 lengths on that occasion. But just go back the form prior, 2 length Star Missile at Sale in the heat of the Country Cup series, and a midfield performance, 2 lengths off Kaplumpich. That's winning form around there, so he can be competitive in this race. And then at number 8, Manhattan Arch was a super return for Dan Bowman there at Bendigo. Really stuck it out well, and he can improve second up. 7, 5, 1, and 8.
7, 5, 1, and 8. David Gately.
Yeah, originally looking at the race, you know, we had 11 runners on Wednesday at lunchtime, and I thought it'd be tricky for Talenti. You know, I thought probably 4 back the fence around the Valley. It's generally sort of a death spot, isn't it? Now we've got a field of 3, and, you know, it's probably the best horse. Look, I'll stick with the tip, though. I'm going with Bill the Bee, who was nutted on the line fresh, won the maiden second up last prep, then went on to place to Zatori, so it's good enough. Goes forward to offset the gate, so I've got that ahead of Talenti. Manhattan Arch went really well fresh off the long break at Bendigo, and that form's shaping well. The only other second up run was a maiden win, but obviously off a much shorter break. And I guess Trigger Point's left now for war of attrition. 7-5-8-1.
7-5-8-1 from Gator. Dean, your thoughts on race 5, and as you two, just got a request to repeat your numbers, your tips in the third, which I've got listed as 4-3-5-1. That's race 3 with Causeway Girl, 4-3-5-1. So that's the third, but now the fifth.
Dan put in a carbon from Gator's tips, 7-5-8-1 for me. I'm with Bill the Bee. I think he's probably Yes, Talenti's a little bit more advantage with the scratching. It's not as big a field, but I think Bill LeBee, there's been a bit of pressure taken out of the race, so he'll get across cheaper. And I like his first up run. I think he's got a great chance and be appropriate if he won on Jericho Cup weekend, Bill LeBee, to beat five Talenti, who was very good, sweeping home to win first start in Australia. Eight Manhattan Arch, I think, has come back a really nice horse. That was a good run in a solid race at Bendigo and one Trigger Point next best. But, yeah, even though it's a small field, I think it's still an interesting race. 7, 5, 8, and 1.
And I've gone the clean sweep with Bill DeBee as well. 7, 5, 8, 1, the same first four as well. 7, 5, 8, 1. And, Dean, you made mention about Bill DeBee and the Jericho Cup. Bill DeBee is the, well, I think he is listed or is known as the most famous warhorse that Australia has ever had. He was one of about 100,000 horses that went into war, First World War, and he copped a bullet and he died on duty. But his actual name is Bill the Bastard. Now, I'm not making that up. That's actually his name, Dean, and there's quite a fabulous story, isn't there, involved with the history of these Whaler horses that were the horses that went into war for Australia and New Zealand, and this horse has been named in his honour.
Yeah, and it was great listening this morning, Dan, on Cracking the Codes with Simone and Matt and yourself about the history of the Whalers, and I really enjoyed that, and we're learning more and more about it through this Jericho Cup initiative that was started by Bill Gibbons, and the second running is tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely, and a terrific prize money, and it's going ahead leaps and bounds, and we'll get the opportunity of previewing it tomorrow morning. Brendan Delaney and Nick Quinn will be back in the morning as well on Correct Weight. So just recapping the tips in Race 5, they're all quite similar. Gator, Dean and myself, 7, 5, 8, 1, and Brendan, 7, 5, 1, and 8 in race number 5. Okay, we get to the 6th event. This is the first leg of the main quaddy, Nick. And the race is clear of scratchings.
And it's a very competitive betting race as well. There's been money for Three Beans. There's been money for Ruby Saki. There's been money for Samales. And at longer odds support for Ponga. Going down the field, we have Cosmic Rhapsody, a $14 chance. Three Beans has been popular in the last 24 hours. Now a $5 shot and on the third line of betting at that quote. Magnesium at 12. Ruby Saki at 3.10 second elect. Alberk at 10. Samales has been the best backed runner. Now the market leader at $3. At longer odds support for the 7 Ponga, who is as much as $17 into 11. Back to 12. We have Pristine Image 19. South Street Boss 41. Hackeress 151. Good betting race. Money along the way for numbers 2, 4, 6 and 7.
Samales, terrific effort to win last start. New stable, Ellerton and Zara. You got Ponga, a last start winner. Cosmic Rhapsody's won its last three in a row. Magnetism's a last start winner. And the favourite for the race is possibly going to be Rubisaki. It's a terrific race, Gator, but the trickiest part about it might be trying to work out where they're going to settle. There's a number of horses can race in the forward half of the field.
Yeah, spot on, Dan. I had real trouble with the map here. 6 of the 10 potentially can posse up in the first few spots. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I would have thought that's mathematically challenging for 6 of them to be in 2 spots. So tactics, I think, will be really important. I think this is a much better race than a benchmark 70 rating band. I think that's one thing. The second thing is I think Samales is pretty smart. Debut was, win was good in fast time. Was a bit new, but strong to the line, you know, to win again. The Valley, again, ran good time. Now, the horse she beat there does boast a fifth to Miss Old Mantra, who arguably should have won a Group 1 in the spring. Rubisaki, Danger, she's a very good filly. Unlucky not to beat Splendor on the Grass on debut. Then two terrific wins. She was beaten at Flemington, but she had 59 against the males. The run was terrific. Three Beans back out to 1,200 metres is the key and is a key hope. And Cosmic Rhapsody ticked the 1,200 metre box last time where, you know, there had been reservations. 6-4-2 mainly from 1.
6-4-2-1 from Gator. And just a request for your tips in race 2, Gator, which I've got written down as 2-7-1-5. That's Barla Bell race 2, 2-7-1-5, David Gately's tips in the second. But race 6, it's 6-4-2-1. Dean, looks a pretty good race. I guess, as Gator mentioned, you can make a case for a number of runners.
Yeah, I think probably the hardest race of the day, Dan, because you know, a horse like Cosmic Rhapsody, I've just left out, and Magnetism, and they're in great winning form. So, but I've gone with Ruby Saki first up. I think she's a really good talent. She can sprint well fresh. The form around her last time in was terrific. Samales, was good winning here last week. She's on an eight-day backup second up, which is probably a little bit of a challenge, but she looks a smart filly, and when she did get out, she was good to the line. Three Beans, I think 1,200, getting into a spot. I think he's one that can get right on the speed and run well. And Al Burke first up for Mike Moroney. He's a maiden, but he's run in some pretty handy races and run quite well. He could sprint well fresh. 4, 6, 2, and 5.
4, 6, 2, and 5. Brendan?
I'm with number four as well, Ruby Saki. Yet to miss a top two. Been a very Paddy Payne preparation leading into this. Quiet trials and then a jump out at Seymour. Yet to see dry ground, so any further rain that might tumble will be nice enough for her. Speed's on for her. I think she'll be booming over the top of them to beat number six, Amales. Unbeaten. Got all the breaks when she needed them at the Valley last time with the 59.5. Back to the 57 today. Magnetism, drawn to be pretty close to the speed, just in behind. They were coming at him left, right and centre at Donald last time out, but he managed to stave them all off and probably put a little break on them at the end. And Ponga, really professional on debut at Ararat, jumped cross from the wide draw, controlled the race and left them for dead at the top of the lane. 4, Ruby Saki to beat 6, 3 and 7.
4, 6, 3, and 7. So recapping, Gator 6, 4, 2, 1. Dean 4, 6, 2, 5. Brendan 4, 6, 3, 7. I'm in the Ruby Saki corner as well, number 4. Cosmic Rhapsody, I just thought with that pace on, he might be in a good spot. Even though he's got the 60 kilos, seems to be a bit of a forgotten horse here. But he was held up, and then got the run and charged through to win last start. 4, 1, 6, and 2. But as the boys say, does look a really good race. It is the first leg of the main quaddie. And we're up to the last three races for the Moonee Valley card today. Pretty thin on with race field sizes, but the last couple of races, the field sizes are a little bit bigger. We'll also get an opportunity to have a look at the winter bottom in Perth. It might be the get out for everyone today. All loaded up, cashed up after listening to Brendan and Gators and Dean's tips. We're looking for another outlet. It may well be an Ascot later in the day. It usually is, guys, isn't it?
We're hoping it's not a get out. We're hoping everyone's up and about after a great day at the Valley and just reinvesting some of the profits.
Often it is the get out, though, unfortunately, but it may well be the get on further after a successful day at Moonee Valley. Well, race number 7, this is, it looks like just two horses dominating the market here, Nick.
Yeah, especially the favourite, Shawnee. As much as $2.40 was an offer, backed into as short as $1.90 when the market reopened this morning, pushed out ever so slightly to $1.95. While the favourite clearly has been the best backed runner, we are starting to see support for some other runners in the top of the betting. So if you do like Shawnee, I'd advise you to keep your powder dry. Currently $1.95, I've got no doubt. We'll get out to a better quote than that throughout the course of the day. Snogging a $5.50 chance, Vanuatu 370. Something Silver's been specked at odds, 17 into 15. We've got 8 times a lady 34, Esposito Gold 26, Tartar to Goose 34, and Shazard a $7.50 chance. The money has been with the favourite Shawnee, but I'm just starting to suspect has bottomed out around that $1.90, $1.95 quote.
Okay, Dean, race 7, how did you see the speed here? There's a couple of go-forward types.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear cut. Esposito Gold, Something Silver, Dan, are probably the two. And whether Snogging kicks up from barrier one and uses that, and how the blinkers impact Shazard second up from a spell. But I thought Esposito Gold had probably crossed Snogging and Something Silver had come across with it.
How do you... Shazard is eligible for easier races. Plenty to like about her. Do you reckon the blinkers can make that big a difference to her going up a bit in grade today, or to taking on a couple of better mares?
They could. Obviously, there's been an opinion of her right from the get-go because she won that maiden at Pakenham and then went straight into a good race, a listed race on the Sunshine Coast. So Mick Kent's always put her in fairly good company. Be interested to see how she goes today. I'm actually backing in the speed map I just described a bit here. I think Something Silver at her last two runs has got too far back and hasn't really been seen to advantage. But two lengths away in the stock stakes here over the 1600. More importantly, the day she won here, she got outside the lead and got to dominate the race. And I think that's her best chance. And I just thought at the odds, she might be a small play. Shawnee can certainly win. She was good winning on the limit weight at Flemington, and she really strode away over the final stages, and her Flemington form has been good. She now has to do that at the Valley, up 5 kilos for that win. But she's a legitimate danger, but I think well enough found in the market. I've put in for third. I think the other chance is Snogging, just from barrier one. I think she'll get a really cheap run and give a good sight. And Vanuatu, I thought her run here two starts back was good. I thought in the summoned, she wasn't beaten far, very bunch finish. She's there with some hope. But I'm just going for a bit of value with something silver here, Dan. 5, 1, 2, and 3.
Often when you are willing to just go away from the favourites there, there's some sort of vulnerability that you do see, Dean, that makes you want to look for that little bit of value. So I sense that is exactly the case here.
Yeah, I think so, Dan, and I think that, you know, the scenario that Something Silver needs to win a race is on the cards today, and that's where she can get outside the lead and get control of a race.
Okay, 5, 1, 2, and 3 from Dean. David Gately, what are your thoughts, race 7? The scratching here, the only scratching in the race is the 4 Flying Sardine.
Yeah, that's right. I think the key to the race is probably the price around Shawnee, and you know, is even money the right price? I think if you run it 10 times, does she win 5 of them? I think that probably she does, at least. So I think she's the right price and the most likely winner. Obviously dominant at Flemington. She was only 3rd up, so I don't think it's the tail end of her prep. Her 2 runs at the end of last prep with massive weights, 60 kilos in open grade, and then a Revette final. Well, she won one of them easily, and the other one she was wide and beaten 0.7 of a length. So I think best horse. Dangers are Vanuatu, who kept closing in the Tessio Group 3, then close up in a summon stakes when back at 1,500. So here she is back out to the mile, back to Moonee Valley. So it's a good recipe to say she'll run well. She was better than Snogging in the Tessio. Probably has her covered again, but Snogging does map well. So there is a danger she's able to turn the tables. And Tartar de Goose did enough fresh then. Has a pretty good 3rd up profile, so perhaps next best, but I'm 1, 3, 2, and 8.
From Gator, 1, 3, 2, and 8. Brendan, what are your thoughts?
I'm with Shawnee here. She thought she was really good at Flemington. She's got a terrific record at 1,600. And as Gator outlined, the back end of last preparation, she proved that she could carry weight. She was really good beating Mr. Exclusive just before going out for the break. And then a brave effort giving Great Duchess 6 kilos in the Revette final. 3 for 2nd, Vanuatu. Race was just against her last time at Sandown. Jamaican Rain really controlled from the front. She got back in the field, was always going to be hard run in the Tessio, was good back out to 1,600, more in her favour. Snogging, been freshened up since the run in the Tessio on Cox Plate Day, covered ground there. The claims are good help for her, and with that low draw, she can be prominent. And then 5 Something Silver got back in the Grays race, didn't have the best of luck there, and then a leader-dominated race behind Cuba at the Valley prior to that. The run prior to that, she wasn't all that far away in the stock stakes. She could be really competitive here, and if she can get up on the speed, she'll be there for a long way. 1 Shawnee to beat 3, 2, and 5.
1, 3, 2, 5 from Brendan, race 7. I was 1, 3, 2, 9, going for Shawnee to make it back-to-back wins. 1, 3, 2, 9 in race number 7. The 8th event, the scratchings of the bottom two, Unrealistic and Pizarro, come out here. Secret Blaze and Rupture. Paul Pruska giving Rupture a really good rap again this morning. Much improved galloper, Nick.
He was pretty upbeat about Rupture, who's a $3.60 second elect. The best back runner and the favourite, though, is number 6, Secret Blaze. Had been 440 into 380 throughout the course of the week, and that money has continued in the last 24 hours, 380 into 350, to be clearly the punter's pick in the third leg of the quaddie. Going down the field, we've got Gundown, a $16 chance, Kilimanjaro, 34, Sabahit, 750, Etana's been specced at longer odds, currently 16, Mr. Moneybags, a $9.50 chance, Dannon Roman, 17, Silent Warrior, 81, Sir Pippin, 440, Lord Durante, 61, but the best backed runner, the new favourite, number 6, Secret Blaze.
Etana with blinkers on first time. I noticed the market support for it. What was the opening quote for it?
For
Etana.
Yeah, Etana, a $16 chance, and has been lurking around that mark throughout the course of the week. So has attracted support at the longer odds. Was 13 initially.
Okay, Brendan, how did you see the speed map for this race?
Gundown went forward at Ballarat last week, draws low again. Not sure it really went his way there at Ballarat. He could be positive from barrier two. Sign Up Warrior likes to roll forward. Lord Durante at Mooney Valley always seems to be up on the pace here in Rupture. Is a horse that's just got natural speed from the gate, so I doubt he's going to be too far away either. So Gundown, Sign Up Warrior, Lord Durante, Rupture in a race where I found it a little bit tricky to try and pinpoint a leader.
Okie doke. So the race itself, well, the chances, you're looking at Secret Blaze likely to settle second half of the field. The interesting run was Rupture because it's drawn outside of a number of others that go forward. Does it matter where it ends up in the run? Are you happy to see it in the first three or four? Are you happy if it did slot in just behind that sort of leading five?
Just there behind that leading five, but it wouldn't bother me if he's up that close. He's my top tip. He had no problems in 70s and 78s at Swan Hill. He won them comfortably and then trotted in the Hamilton Cup. Took the step up in grade to the Bendigo Cup last time out. He hit the lead a fair way out. He was pretty close to a solid gallop on that occasion. Back to the 2000s, probably in his favour here, and he beat horses that have since gone on to win races in that Bendigo Cup in Credence and Supergirl. They've both won nicely since then. A little freshen up, and I think he's probably the one to beat 10 Pippin. It was a good closing effort at Newcastle second up. He's ready to go third up from a break here, you would think, out to the 2,000 metres. Secret Blaze had the perfect run in Adelaide to win second up, has been solid in three prior third up attempts, and then giving Atana another chance here, number four. Her first two runs this time in haven't been great, but just banking on the blinkers going on, and there's a bit of a market support there for her. I think she can improve with a nice low draw and the blinkers going on, 9, 10, 6 and 4.
You identified Rupture early on in the prep, didn't you? Labelled it one day at Ballarat.
Back on the synthetic.
On the synthetic. Come a long way since then.
He's come a long way since, well, Swan Hill, the June Carnival, he stood in the gates and played no part. So in 6 months, he's made a pretty big step up in grade to now being a 2000 and beyond horse.
And a favourite for a Saturday class race, a benchmark 90, but a pretty strong one. Brennan's tips just get you to go through the top four again, Brennan.
19, 6 and 4.
9, 10, 6 and 4. Gator, how did you see race 8?
Yeah, I quite like Rupture. There were two potential reasons why this horse was beaten in the Bendigo Cup. One was he strong at 2,400 or was the class a little bit too rich? Well, both of those have been addressed. He's back in trip and back in grade. His previous two wins by an aggregate of 10 lengths is probably the right recipe, I would have thought. Secret Blaze is a danger, though. Closed nicely fresh, then too good in Adelaide. Listed winner last prep, and then wasn't far off Mr. Quickie. Sir Pippin ran out of room at a key stage fresh, then was no match for a handy one at Newcastle. They gapped the rest, and Gundown held on okay in that Ballarat Cup, just outgraded a bit there. Finished with Pacadali prior to that. 9-6-10-1.
9-6-10-1. Dean, your thoughts on the second last race 8 at Mooney Valley?
Yeah, I'm keen on Secret Blaze, Dan. I think he's come back well. He was got up over the middle distances last time in. He won a couple and he ran well in the South Australian Derby. His second up win was good. He gets the longer trip here. He's had one go at the Valley. He ran well in the Alistair Clark Stakes at Group 2 level. I think that form stacks up very well for a race like this. And I just think he's a horse on the up, where a few of these have probably either hit their mark or they've been a long way into their preparations. And he's still relatively fresh being third up. So I like him. He also galloped very well out there Tuesday morning. Another one that went to the Valley Tuesday morning was Atana. The blinkers were on. She was given a pretty solid hit out, and I think they might have just stimulated her into action. She could improve sharply third up, I should say. 9 Ruptures, having a really good preparation as outlined and freshened up back in distance, I think can run well. And Sir Pippin off the run at Newcastle at the Saturday meeting was a good effort and might be next best. But I'm very keen on Secret Blaze. 6, 4, 9, and 10.
6, 4, 9, and 10 from Dean. Brendan likes 9, 10, 6, and 4. Gator, 9, 6, 10, and 1. I like Sir Pippin, horse 10, to beat 6, Secret Blaze, 3, Savahita, 9, Rupture, 10, 6, 3, 9. That's in race number 8. The last of 9 at Mooney Valley, and this is the benchmark 78 over the 1,200 metres. The scratchings are 2, Easy Beast, 3, King Louis, four Benz, and then down to 16 Mr. J and 18 Gennady. And with those scratchings, it meant that Mumbles got into the field. It was always right up there in the market as a third emergency, but safely gets in, and I imagine would be right up there as one of the key chances, Nick.
Yeah, Mumbles is a $7 chance and the third best backed runner in the race at this stage. Clearly the best backed runner, though, and accounting for about 65% of the early investment, is number 10, Morrissey. Has been back from $5 into 4. Bets along the way include 1500 at 5 and 1600 at 480. So Morrissey, the punter's pick in the lucky last on the program. Going down the field, we've got Princeton Spirit, 41. Call It A Day, 11. Spirit of Aquata, a 480 second elect, was a $4.60 favourite when markets were posted. Then Street Life, 18. Blue Tycoon, 26. Gold Mag, 8.50. Asgard Massif, 11. Ziziz, 8.50. Board Again, 41. Never Again, 15. Chicago Cub, 15. But the punters are with the favourite Morrissey in the lucky last. The two best backed runners on the program, both legs of the quaddie. Race 7, number 1, Shawnee. And then race 8, hopefully a bit of a mini betting plunge can be landed with number 6, Secret Blaze.
Secret Blaze and race number 8. McAvoy's have a good, strong hand at Moonee Valley, but also in Adelaide. And, of course, Hey Doc, we'll chat about the Winterbottom Stakes shortly with you guys as well. Gator, how did you see the race being run here?
Here, field of 13, Valley 1200. We are going to need some luck, aren't we? Speed looks good. Given Chicago Cubs gain to start, add to that 11 Asgard Massif, one Princeton Spirit, even Call It A Day can be right up there as well. Blue Tycoon and others. So I'm expecting a truly run race. I'm expecting Morrissey to get a good run just behind them. Just held up for too long. Unlucky here for mine behind Bella Valla, who then ran well at Flemington. This guy was below his best there up the straight, but he's done that before. I think he's a better Valley horse than a Flemington horse. And he won third up last prep. Spirit of Akata resumes, won a benchmark 70 easily here fresh in February. He's a good fresh horse. And he's won two of his three wins have been here at the 1200. Call It A Day, just missed Phil the Flute, who ran earlier in the day by now, and better suited 1200. And Gold Mag, I wonder if the fence will be off. That wide draw may be a plus now. It goes in the quaddy with Zizzy's 10, 6, 5, and 9.
10, 6, 5, and 9 from Gator. Dean, the last?
I'm going with Spirit of Aquata. He's very good first up. He looks ready to go here. He's well placed in 78 grade. He can carry weight at this level. He's drawn for that just that nice midfield run, and I think he can run very well. I'm expecting really good improvement from Asgard Massif. I think second up, first up, just a run at Kyneton, but Yulong January came out of that race to win last week, and just think John Sadler probably would have targeted up this race. Very rich money for a benchmark 78. So I think he's right in the game, Asgard Massif with the claim. Morris, he's got a very good winning chance back around a turn, has to be regarded. And Never Again, I think he might be the best of the swoopers. His first up run was good, being kept fresh for this next best. But I think 6 and 11 are the main chances for me, Dan. 6, 11, 10 and 14.
6, 11, 10, 14. Not a lot went right for Asgard Massif at Kyneton. That race turns out to be a pretty good form reference race now, Dean. But sat wide after effectively jumping in the air at the start. And he's pretty good when he's up on pace.
Yeah, they're not much, as you said, not much went right. And he learned to pace himself a lot better last time in. And I'm just expecting a better run from him today.
Okay, Dean, 6, 11, 10 and 14. And Brendan, your thoughts on the lucky last?
I'm with Spirit of Aquata here. Number 6 has a really good record at Moonee Valley, a good fresh record, carries weight, had a nice hit out with Vainstream in a jump out at Maui recently. I think he'll be the one winning the last to beat 12s, is his. Resumes from a break, wasn't great fresh in May in the Euclays in Adelaide, but is much better than that. And the jump outs and the trials have been good leading into this run. Asgard Massif in for third there, covered plenty of ground in that race at Kyneton, finished alongside Yulong January, who won last Saturday. She's a thief, ran really well as well in one of the earlier races. And then at 10, Morrissey out to the 1,200 metres for the first time this preparation, gets a bit of weight relief with the claim for Lockie King. 6, 12, 11 and 10.
6, 12, 11 and 10 from Brendan. I thought the 17 Mumbles, 17, 11, 10 and 6 are my thoughts in the last of it on the card. So we'll run around and get some best bets off you guys. Brendan, what are your best for Moonee Valley?
Race 2, number 7, November Dreaming, and race 7, number 1, Shawnee.
and Gator.
Yeah, my best mate is race 7, number 1, Shawnee.
And Dean?
Race 8, number 6, Secret Blaze for me, Dan. I think he's the best of the day.
Okay, and I like race 5, horse number 7, Bill the Bee, which is the one race that we've all actually tipped Bill the Bee to be successful. Guys, the Group 1 today is in Perth, so I'd like to get your thoughts on the Winterbottom. We've got a pretty strong hand as far as the Victorians are concerned here. Might get your thoughts first, Gator, about the Winterbottom. In fact, we might just run through, if you've got a minute or two, you can give your thoughts, but obviously the key chances there, Trekking, who's the $2.70 favourite, comes in with some pretty strong form lines, but horses like the locals, Flirtini at $7.50, Vital Silver, who we've seen down here in the spring, Stagesman, Willie Pike's ride, could be on a horse that's run last of its last three starts, and you'd have to be giving anything that he rode a chance. And Haydock's just into the double figure odds territory at $12, having drawn wide.
Yeah, it probably took us a while to come around to Trekking as a proper Group 1 horse, but he well and truly is that, given the Stradbroke win record time. Third in Everest track record time. He's become an exceptional, you know, an elite sprinter and deserves to be favourite for mine. He tends to beat Viridane when they clash, and there is a big price differential between them. But if Viridane can win at 1,000, he's flying that horse. And Haydock was a good return. They're my main three. Yeah, sticking with Trekking, I think he's the quality, and I think 270 is fair enough.
Okay, so if you had to nominate a suggested bet in the race, what would it be?
Oh, no, I could back Trekking at near triple your money, near $3, yep.
All right. Gator, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck with all of your thoughts today and hope it ends positively and you're able to triple your winnings on Trekking in race 8 at Ascot.
That's the plan. Thanks, guys.
David Gately there. Dean Lester, the Winterbottom's our Group 1 at 7.50 later this evening, which is not all that far after the last. It is a later finish at 5.55. What are your thoughts on the Winterbottom?
Look, I think the three horses that Gator nominated, they're have got great chances. But I think Viridine's just big odds here. I think he'll get that cushy midfield run. Damien Oliver won the race last year on Voodoo Lad, and he hasn't had as much racing this time in as Trekking. And Trekking has done a lot of Trekking. He's been up and down the highway a bit now across to Perth, but he'll run well. Haydock's fresh on the scene, and I don't mind the wide draw for him. He's got 600 metres that first turn, and he'll really, you know, build his speed. And I certainly think the best of the locals is Flirtini, and probably my play would be to box those four up in a trifecta. I think Flirtini will, the draw hasn't affected her at all. She'll get in the three wide cover line, and she really powered home to win last start. So I'd have a little play on Viridine, but probably Trekking, Flirtini, Viridine, Haydock in a box trifecta for me, Dan.
All right, well, thanks for your thoughts there at Ascot. Dean, good luck today. Good luck with your best bets right across the board at Moonee Valley as well.
Terrific. Thank you, Dan.
Dean Lester there with his thoughts on the Winterbottom. Nick Quinn, it's the Group 1 race for the day. Are there any particular moves in the Winterbottom that are worth taking into account? Trekking the favourite and has been right through the week.
And has been well back through the week. Was $3 into $2.30, but subsequently $2.30 into $2.70. I think Trekking will start a heavily backed favourite at around the $2.80 mark. I think you might get a little bit better than the $2.70 currently on offer, but I do anticipate the market support will continue. If you do want to follow Dino on some of those long shots, Haydock is a $12 chance in from $14. Viridine's at $17, so it might be worth entertaining there, even $4.60 the place. And the other runner he gave a little push for there, Flirtini, has been $9.50 into $7.50. And Stage Man, well, has to go in the quaddy because you don't want to get knocked out by William Pike, do you? The form might not be that good, but has been 12 into $9.50.
You're not going to get any sympathy from anyone when you say, I missed the quaddy, I didn't take William Pike, he put me out of the second league. I don't think anyone will have sympathy for you.
What about the fact last week he rode just about everything except his best backed runner on the program, which was $2.50 into odds on and unfortunately didn't fire a shot.
Yes, and I know somebody that might have got the quaddy last week. Is he the same guy that's got a little bit of grey coming out the side of his lamb chops there?
It's 7 days ago now. There's been a lot of unsuccessful quaddies between now and then, including Sandown Park last night.
So, well, there's been plenty of good racing going on. Brendan, what are your thoughts on the Winterbottom?
I'm going to go with Trekking. Just hard to ignore the form through the Everest, isn't it? Beating a length off Parada in the Red Zell last time out. Won the Scalacci really nicely here back early in the spring, and he won the Stradbroke and won the Stradbroke well. I think that's a nice form line going forward. Hey Doc, I think can run a good race. He was a good return in the Heffernan. Last time he was second up was in the Bobby Lewis back in 2018. That's where it all went wrong for him. He pulled up lame. You go back to his second up run in 2017. He was beaten 2.5 in a Mimsy, and the preparation earlier on that year, he won the CSAs, beating Malaise and Land of Plenty. I think he'll give you a great sight. Just the concern with him is the wide draw, and then the local Flirtine, you would think, is going to play a big part in the race as well. But more than happy to have something on the Blue Army with trekking here in the Winterbottom.
Okay, you'll be back with the form previews at all of the key venues around Australia after 9 o'clock, but also be back in here tomorrow morning, the three of us, to review this program on Correct Weight, Nick.
You can't wait for that, and also looking forward to a magnificent day at Warrnambool tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely superb, and they're anticipating over 5,500 people making it to the track. If you're thinking about getting there, don't hesitate. I was lucky enough to go last year. It was a great day.
Yeah, Matty Stewart's on his way down there after the program from 10 till 12 with Michael Felgate this morning. We'll get through a lot there as well. Thanks for your time this morning, guys. Good punting.
Happy punting.
And we'll see you guys in the morning.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.